I've been noticing a lot more deer moving around during daylight hours lately. We typically consider deer to be crepuscular, meaning most active at dawn and dusk. There are plenty of other factors that influence behavior, though. For example, they might be trying to feed during the day because the mosquitoes and biting flies have been so intense. Or, as is often the case this time of year especially, it has to do with the fawn drop. Deer breed in the fall, typically from late October into early December, depending on when the individual female or doe comes into estrus, which means they're physically ready to reproduce. The pregnant doe carries the fawn through the winter and gives birth in spring. As the breeding window is somewhat spread across about 2 months, so is the birthing window in spring. When the fawns are first born, they are not fast, nimble creatures like mom. This makes them a vulnerable target for the first 2 or 3 weeks after birth. They have 3 main methods of defense during this time. First, they have spots on their coat, which help provide camouflage when lying in the grass. Second, they lie almost completely motionless, even when danger is imminently close. Third, they lack scent almost entirely, since sense of smell is a primary method many of their predators use to hone in on their prey. Finally, to bring all this together, their mother has to remain at a distance most of the time. She has to come back to the fawn to allow it to nurse from her, but otherwise she would usually feed or loaf some distance away to avoid drawing attention to her fawn. These defenses may not be terribly effective against all danger. For example, even though they have virtually no scent, they can be effectively preyed upon by black bears. This is because black bears have an unbelievable sense of smell, and they can actually smell the mother's milk curdling inside the fawn's stomach. Lying still may be an effective defense if a predator is looking for movement, but it can get you into trouble with vehicles and large mowers. I have seen fawns that were dropped and left unattended on roads and road shoulders, which ended badly for the fawns. Even in excellent cover, being left unattended is also not a great strategy if a well-meaning human finds the fawn, fears it abandoned or orphaned, and picks it up and takes it. If you find a fawn lying alone, motionless in the grass, what should you do? If you're like my mom, you would take a picture first. Fawns are typically lying sort of curled up, belly down, back up, holding their heads close to the ground. If you see a fawn lying silent and motionless in this position, and it does not appear to be injured or sick, you should just leave it alone. In most cases, the mother's not far off and will return to tend it when she deems it appropriate. If the fawn appears injured or sick, it might be bleeding or lying on its side or making loud bleeding sounds for extended time periods of an hour or more, the fawn may be in trouble. In cases like these, it's best to note the location and contact your local wildlife rehabilitator. You can find a wildlife rehabilitator directory on the Wisconsin DNR's website. In Oneida County, we're fortunate to have 2 wildlife rehabilitators, Wild Instincts in Rhinelander and Northwoods Wildlife Center in Minocqua. These folks are great to work with and very knowledgeable. In fact, when I have a question about an animal injury or behavior that I can't answer, I have Mark Nanyet from Wild Instincts on speed dial. They have several fawns in-house right now. You can check them out on their Facebook page, and you can get a hold of them through their phone number at 715-362-WILD. When in doubt, leave the animal you found right where you left it. Make a call and ask first. These rehabilitation centers often have extended hours this time of year and can help you decide what's best for this animal. Striving to make new things familiar and familiar things new, this is the Masked Biologist coming to you from the heart of Wisconsin's Great North Woods.